Let the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be acceptable in your sight, O Lord, my strength and my redeemer.
Amen.
Amen. To anyone who has lost a close loved one, it can be one of the most challenging obstacles to overcome. Most of us, young and old, have lost someone at some point in our lives. It could be a grandparent, a parent, mentor, or close friend. For me, it was my grandfather. He was a powerful figure in my life, serving as a mentor to me and as a colonel in the U.S. Army. I looked to him as a figure of character. He was a strong and determined man, and I wished to follow in his footsteps for a life of service to others and a life of faith. When he passed away, it promptly raised a question for me. How should I remember him and look to him as a mentor without his physical being? Certainly, I could no longer speak with him or hug him, receive a firm handshake, or listen to tales of his remarkable travels. The disciples faced this challenge just like the rest of us. With the advent of Jesus' death upon the cross and his atonement for our sins, the disciples found a significant worry emerge within themselves. Understandably, they became concerned with how their faith would change without the physical presence of Jesus. Similar to how we fear the way our lives will change with the death of a loved one. The gospel not only speaks to the disciples' fear of losing Jesus, but also this very human reality. However, Jesus, through his guidance, relieves the disciples' fears. He brings something that breaches physical form and brings limitless power and capability. The gospel reads, "I will ask the Father, and he will give you another advocate to be with you forever. This is the Spirit of truth." Not only can Jesus' words be of assurance to the disciples, they can be of assurance to all Christians. We may not have experienced a physical life with Jesus, but we still question, like the disciples, how we may walk with Jesus in the absence of his physical form. The Holy Spirit resides within those who walk in faith with Jesus. Therefore, even without his physical form, Jesus is still with us. We do not have to worry about how our faith may be shaken without Jesus present. Jesus is always here in our journey through life. This spirit we embody is the method by which we can feel and live a life with Jesus. Jesus stands by our side to offer endless wisdom and guidance. Jesus has most definitely guided me through the Dolan family. They have brought endless teachings and support to me in and out of the church. Carolyn supported my desire to become a Eucharistic minister and has been with me from the beginning of my application to the Air Force Academy. And Bill has been such an extraordinary man to look up to as a role model. Furthermore, Jesus restores our faith when needed. He knows the perfect time to refill us with the Holy Spirit so that we may feel whole again. And also, he reminds us of his love. Through our families and friends, Jesus helps us feel this love. Now, I have been blessed to be surrounded by a caring family in this church as I have grown up in faith. And all of these gifts that Jesus gives us, he does entirely through the Holy Spirit. No matter where we are in life, no matter which challenges we face, we have Jesus with us and in us always. We are never abandoned. There are times when we must remember the Holy Spirit and remember that we are never alone. When I first entered middle school, I felt as if I were abandoned, despite being surrounded by plenty of people. It seems as if I were left behind by my old friends, or just never received a chance to see them. I was not participating in any sports, and there did not seem to be a place where I felt connected. Luckily, I ended up in the church youth group, where other adolescents, young and old, surrounded me and took me under their wings. I felt God's love through them, and these friends were my Holy Spirit, ensuring that I was never alone. Seniors, as we move on to new places in our lives, we must remember the commandments, our faith, and Jesus' teachings. We must allow ourselves to walk with Jesus through our journey with the Holy Spirit. And he will give us wisdom and guidance. Let us leave the shelter of our homes and take the hand of Jesus. Let us explore the world, and as we go, share God's love with it. Let the gift of the Holy Spirit strengthen your faith and forever carry Jesus with you through it. Amen.